This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Depending on whom you ask, Facebook is a way to connect and keep current with long-lost friends, an extension of middle school-era narcissism, or an online album for showing off kids and pets. Tanya Hollander is a fine art photographer based in Portland, Maine, who decided to visit and photograph all of her Facebook friends, regardless of how well she actually knew them. Her ongoing project is called Are You Really My Friend? And Tanya Hollander, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
How choosy are you about making Facebook friends?
In the beginning, I was much choosier. Now, I really use it as a professional tool, so I'm not as picky.
How many friends did you have when you started the project?
626.
Wow. So this is my fantasy Facebook idea, to go and visit actually all the people who were my Facebook friends. Was that the idea behind photographing all of them?
No, it actually really started as an investigation into what friendship is and what it means and how it's changing because of the internet and social media.
How many people have you visited and photographed so far?
I have visited 252 as of yesterday.
Wow. In many cases, your photographs are beautifully framed, often kind of family-style portraits made in people's homes, which is very different than that kind of, you know, arm's-length vanity shot that people post on Facebook. So why did you choose to make these kinds of portraits?
Well, when I started thinking about what friendship meant to me, it was going to somebody's house and having dinner, or having somebody over to my house and having dinner, or sharing a meal and drinks and, you know, having lively conversation and maybe too many bottles of red wine and talking about art and stuff. And so it was really important to me to visit people in their homes. I mean, obviously the easy thing to do would be to rent a studio and have everybody come to me for a couple days.
I was thinking about it. In their homes, you're actually photographing them where they normally are when communicating on Facebook.
Right. Except for the occasional iPhone, right?
The occasional iPhone, of course. But it's not staged in the same way that, you know, let's face it, people, when they post photographs on Facebook, they're going to post photographs that are generally flattering to themselves, showing themselves doing something sort of exciting, and you're getting another side of them.
Right, right. And I think that's another part of it, is that it's not what my portraits are, not the traditional portraits that you see on Facebook. They're very formal in the history of photography. You know, people have blank stares because it's a long exposure, and they're all looking directly at me, and they're engaged with me and not necessarily with the audience on Facebook.
I'm also thinking that a lot of them had really nice homes. Do you have friends with very nice aesthetic sense? Is that what it is?
Well, I have a lot of artist friends, and artists make beautiful things. So, and a lot of times it's from nothing. It's, I had a friend in, who trash picked almost their entire house from the dump in a suburb of Portland in Cape Elizabeth.
Mm. Well, that becomes a story in itself, doesn't it?
Right.
Tanya Hollander is a fine art photographer. She's based in Portland, Maine, and she decided to visit and photograph all of her Facebook friends. So far, she's at, what did you say, 260?
252.
252. That's really impressive. Anybody who you contacted say, you know, no, not really. I don't want anyone coming over and taking photographs of me.
Yeah, and surprisingly, it was a couple of really close friends.
No kidding. What do you think that was their resistance?
I think it was privacy.
Yeah.
I think some people aren't comfortable in front of the camera, and they don't want their family or living environment exposed, and I can respect that.
Right. I wonder if you've been inspired to maintain these relationships now that you've taken photographs of people in a different way. I mean, do you feel like there's a deepened sense of connection?
Absolutely, especially with people that I had never met before in real life.
Let's get back to your original intent here. There's been a lot of conversation about Facebook, about friendship, rather, in the Facebook age. So what does being a Facebook friend mean to you now? Is it different than the way that you think of other relationships?
I think that I'm learning to think about friendship in a totally different way. And it's absolutely changed how I use Facebook and how I think about my friends on Facebook. And, you know, I've learned that you can't expect everything from one person. And, mm-hmm. and that's why Facebook is great in a lot of ways, is you have professional connections. Like, I have photographer friends now from all over the world, which is so exciting.
This you had an exhibition that went up in Portland, and I guess you'll probably have more because this is an ongoing thing.
I hope so, yeah.
Well, okay, so it was a sort of an interactive experience. That's how we read about it. Now, what made it an interactive show?
I had a couple of different elements. It was really important to me that the real-life experience, in a way, mimicked the online experience. So I had one wall that was magnetic where there were over 80 photographs on that wall, and so the visitors could move them around and really curate the show that they wanted to see.
Oh, that's interesting. That's so Facebook-like.
I know. And then I had another wall that was the comments wall, and you could handwrite me a note on a Post-it in pencil, or there were iPads that were set up. So you could email me a message, or I had sort of a direct message box where you could drop a message in the plexi box.
Any comments that stick out for you?
There were some really interesting, it was so surprising to me how invested people got in the comments. And I think they really wrote about their own experiences and were really personal, which was completely surprising because it was such a public space. But I guess if you think about it, Facebook is a public space as well.
Right. Has this project kind of taken over your Facebook identity? I mean, can you accept new friends at face value, or do you maybe wonder now if they just want their picture added to your gallery?
People definitely want their picture added. And I'm still somewhat picky about who I accept. I mean, I've obviously, with the amount of publicity this project's gotten, I've gotten a lot of requests from people, and I'm still trying to keep it to, you know, people that I want to know professionally or friends or old friends, you know, that just got on Facebook. But I'm only adding people to photographs that either commission me or I'm at their house anyways with my camera.
Oh, right. So I guess you'd get a lot more choosy about who you accept as friends, knowing that you might have to lug your equipment over and take photographs then.
Well, I'm really working off the original list of 626.
Okay.
I made a spreadsheet when I first started the project and wrote my first grant. I made a spreadsheet of where everybody lives, and so I'm just working off of that.
So now that we've spoken to each other, you're not going to friend me, Tanya?
You can friend me.
I just can't expect you to come knocking on my door with your camera.
Right, exactly. Unless, you know, you live in a really nice beach town.
Well, what is the furthest place that you have destined to go now?
Auckland, New Zealand is the furthest I have to go.
Well, I guess you'd need a big grant for that one.
Exactly.
Well, best of luck. It's a fascinating project, and we're going to keep watching it. Tanya Hollander, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Tanya Hollander, a fine art photographer. She's based in Portland, Maine, and she's the woman behind the Are You Really My Friend project. It's a photography project documenting her Facebook friends, her original Facebook friends, sadly, in their homes. You can see more of her work at Carol and Sons Gallery in Boston, and there's a link to the project at wordofmouthradio.org.